السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided. And whomsoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared, and never die except as in a state of Islam, being Muslim. O mankind, fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him spread many, and from him created his mate, and from both of them spread many men and women. Fear Allah, for whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah and never ever cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed He is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and His words, and the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst and fierce are the invented issues in the religion, and every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى وضع سنة الابتلاء في خلقه. وضع الله سبحانه وتعالى سنة الابتلاء في خلقه. والابتلاء قد يكون على المستوى الفردي وقد يكون على المستوى الجماعي. والابتلاء قد يكون بأسباب شخصية، يعني من الشخص نفسه يسبب أو يجلب الابتلاء لنفسه، وقد يكون بالطبيعة، يحدث بطبيعة الحال كالزلازل وغيرها من الأشياء التي تحدث. هذه الابتلاءات التي وضعها الله سبحانه وتعالى وقدرها، ونحن نعلم أن الله عز وجل ذكر في كتابه الكريم صفة من صفاته أو صفات من صفاته وكررها دائما في كتابه العزيز. ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أنه هو العزيز، وذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أنه على كل شيء قدير. تجد هذه الصفات أو هاتين الصفتين مكررتين في القرآن الكريم في كتاب الله عز وجل، وهو سبحانه وتعالى أحسن الخالقين كما ذكر أيضا في القرآن الكريم. فالله عز وجل قال: سنة الله في خلقه ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. فوضع سنة الابتلاء في الخلق. لكن السؤال هنا: إذا كنا نحن نعبد الله عز وجل ونحن نعلم أننا إذا أطعنا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق الطاعة فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يحبنا، وإذا أحبنا الله سبحانه وتعالى فلماذا يبتلينا؟ هل يبتلي الله عز وجل من يحبه؟ هل يبتلي الله سبحانه وتعالى من يلجأ إليه ويطيعه؟ تجد الابتلاء قد يأتي حتى إلى الرسول أو إلى النبي، قد يأتي الابتلاء إلى المؤمن الصالح النقي الطاهر. فما هي سنة الله عز وجل؟ ولماذا وضع الله سبحانه وتعالى الابتلاء في هذه الحياة؟ لماذا جعل الله عز وجل الناس يعانون؟ يعاني البعض من المرض، ويعاني بعضهم من الفقر، ويعاني بعضهم حتى من البخل، ويعاني بعضهم حتى من الطمع، ويعاني بعضهم حتى من المعصية، ويعاني بعضهم من مشكلات ومتاعب وأزمات كثيرة. لماذا وضع الله سبحانه وتعالى ذلك؟ لكننا أيها الإخوة المؤمنون والأخوات المؤمنات، نحن حينما ننظر إلى الابتلاء ننظر وكأننا ننظر إلى وجه عملة واحدة، ننظر إلى وجه واحد من العملة، بينما العملة لها وجهان. الابتلاء هو وجه العملة الأول الذي وضعه الله عز وجل في هذه الحياة. أما الوجه الآخر فنحن نرى كثيرا من الأشياء الخيرة، الأشياء الحسنة، نجد صحة، نجد كرما من الناس، نجد رفاهية، نجد أشياء كثيرة نحبها، نجد حبا بين الناس، نجد خوفا من بعضهم على البعض، نجد أخوة بينهم، نجد وحدة بينهم، نجد الكثير من الأشياء التي نحبها، نجد الطعام، نجد الشراب، نجد جميع ما نريده في هذه الحياة. فليس كل الناس مرضى، وليس كل الناس جوعى، وليس كل الناس يعانون من مشاكل وأزمات. الذي وضعه الله سبحانه وتعالى الخير عام، يعني الخير الذي وضعه الله عز وجل للبشر هو عام، لكن الابتلاء والشر إنما هو استثناء آت من هذا الخير. فيجب أن نفهم الأمر على هذا التوضيح وهذا التبيين، هو أن الله عز وجل جعل الحياة، جعل لها وجهين، وجه الخير ووجه الشر، كلاهما وجهان لعملة واحدة، لا بد وأن ننظر إليهما جميعا حتى نفهم سنة الله عز وجل في خلقه ونعلم لماذا يبتلينا الله سبحانه وتعالى. Dear brothers and sisters, why Allah سبحانه وتعالى allows suffering and evil to be existent in the world? This is the topic for our khutbah today. Why Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and why does Allah سبحانه وتعالى allow that? Why does He permit some people to be suffering from sickness? Some people to be suffering from disease? Some people to be suffering from poverty. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even allows the natural disasters that happen to some people or to some places, like the earthquakes, the floods, the storms, the thunderstorms, all these kind of things which may destroy even villages and towns and even ruin the life of the people? Do you think if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves us, He's going to allow these things to happen to us? This is the question that we have to answer today. And this is the question, when we answer it, we need to understand what kind of answer is this. Because this is what's called sunnat al-ibtilaa. That is the infliction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts upon the people. He creates both good and evil. And he makes good dominant. And He makes it more than evil. Evil is just an exception. We have to understand this point. If we look at the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in most of the times, many verses from the Quran, He states that He is Al-Aziz. And the word Al-Aziz as an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal means that He is the All-Powerful, Almighty, that He can do whatever He wants. And also we find in the Holy Quran, one of the main attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that هُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that He is able to do all things. And we find in the Holy Quran, repeated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the best of creators, He is أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So all these attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we get them and we see the infliction or the crises or the problems or the dilemmas or the disasters or the natural disasters, which might happen to the person on an individual basis, or it might inflict the whole community. A crisis or a problem might inflict the person just individual, and it might inflict the whole community. A crisis or a problem might be caused because of personal reasons, that the person himself, he had brought up, he had brought about this this crisis or this problem due to his actions and deeds. And also it might be due to the natural phenomenon, natural reasons, that we do not even understand why it happened. And this is the question that we have to put a big question mark, and we have to answer this question. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ وَلَمْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has set up for His creations. And you will not find a change. There is no change for the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because He is the one that created everybody. And He is the one that has put this constitution, a law, from the time He created Adam until the day of judgment. When we put a law, we have to modify it. Maybe every year, maybe every 10 years even, there should be some change, some modification to this law. But the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. You will not find a change to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knew exactly what's going to happen, and that's why He has set up this law in accordance with the happenings and the events that will come in the future. So brothers and sisters, you will find so many crises, so many problems, floods, hurricanes, storms. But on the other hand, you will find also prosperity. People have a lot. People love each other. People care about one another. People are healthy. People are loving one another. People are like living in a good situation. So when we look at one side of the coin and we neglect the other side, that's our problem. Because we do not look that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for us both sides, the good and evil. And He has made good dominant and prevalent, and He has made even an exception due to either personal reasons or natural disasters. And this is what we should understand. So why? The question is still an answered question. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow or permit suffering and evil in the world, though He says that He loves us? That when you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhibbukumullah. When you obey Allah, Allah loves you. But if Allah loves you, why does He inflict you with a problem or with a crisis? This is what we are going to answer, inshallah, in this session, brothers and sisters. لماذا يبتلينا الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ لابد وأن نفهم عدة أشياء. أولا, هذه الحياة الدنيا ليست حياة دائمة, إنما هي حياة زائلة. والله عز وجل يقول, قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا. فإذا ما قاس الإنسان الابتلاء الذي يصيبه إما على المستوى الشخصي أو المستوى الجماعي, إذا ما قاس الإنسان الابتلاء الذي يصيبه في هذه الدنيا, هو لا يساوي شيئا في ابتلاء الآخرة. هو لا يساوي شيئا في فتنة القبر وفتنة يوم القيامة. هو لا يساوي شيئا في كل هذه الفتن التي تحدث حتى عند الموت. فلا بد وأن نفهم أن هذه الحياة الدنيا حياة مؤقتة, لم يجعلها الله سبحانه وتعالى لنا ثوابا ولا عقابا. يعني نحن هنا في هذه الدنيا ليست هي ثواب لنا وليست هي عقاب لنا, إنما هي ابتلاء وامتحان واختبار. من يستطيع أن يعجوز ومن يستطيع أن يمر وأن يجتاز هذا الابتلاء وهذا الاختبار هو الذي يفلح, وهو الذي يعطيه الله عز وجل الثواب في الآخرة. لكن من يفشل في هذا الابتلاء هو الذي يعذبه الله عز وجل في الآخرة. فهذه النقطة الأولى من سنة الله في الابتلاء, أنه لم ينظر إلى هذه الدنيا بأنها حياة دائمة, إنما نظر إليها حياة مؤقتة. كل نفس ذائقة الموت, وكل متاع الدنيا قليل, وكل شيء هالك إلا وجهه, وكل من عليها فان, ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. هكذا نفهم هذا العنصر الأول في سنة الله عز وجل في الابتلاء. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to understand why clarify certain points. And these certain points, if we understand them really, truly, that we will understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts us with disasters or diseases. And this is a question that comes to the mind of some people all the time. Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the evil just pure and clear and radiant and worshipping and all these kind of things? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to understand the first point in these points is that this life is not a permanent life. This life is just a temporary life. It is just a transient period. It is a period that we have to pass through it. It's a test period. It is not a punishment and it is not a reward at the same time. We should not understand this life in this way. It is not a punishment and it is not a reward at the same time. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is going to pass this test, that will be the person who will find the reward with Allah. Who will fail in the test in this life, will find the punishment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand the life in this concept, within this concept, that it is a testing period. And brothers and sisters, if you compare the infliction or the problem or the crisis that might happen to the person here to what is going to happen to us in the hereafter, it will be nothing. This whole life will be nothing in the trials of death, will be nothing in the trial in the grave, will be nothing in the trial of the day of judgment. If you compare it to all these trials and these tests, you will find this life is just a temporary period. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at this life as a permanent life. So we have to understand this first point from the sunnah of ibtila, or from the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has set up for this world. أما النقطة الثانية فهي أن الله عز وجل قد وضع قوانين لهذا الكون منذ أن خلق. هذه القوانين يسير عليها الخلق، تسير عليها كل المخلوقات بما فيها الإنسان والحيوان وكل ما خلق الله عز وجل. ولكننا حينما ننتهك قوانين الله سبحانه وتعالى تحدث المشكلة وتأتي المصيبة تماما حينما يضعون قوانين للمرور والسير. فإذا انتهكت بسيارتك قانون المرور، ما الذي يحدث؟ هناك احتمالية كبيرة لوقوع حوادث. وهذا ما بينه الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم حينما سنى القوانين للخلق، قال سبحانه وتعالى: واستمع إلى هذه الآيات في سورة سماها بصفة من صفاته، سورة 55 من القرآن الكريم، سورة الرحمن. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان علمه البيان، الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام. Look at these verses. انظر إلى هذه الآيات. وضع الله سبحانه وتعالى الميزان، القسط، العدل. وضع الله سبحانه وتعالى القانون الذي يسير عليه الخلق. فإذا ما انتهك الخلق هذه القوانين حدثت لهم المشكلات والأزمات والمصائب والبلاوى. هذه القوانين سنها الله سبحانه وتعالى حتى يسير عليها الخلق. فإذا ما انتهكنا قوانين الله عز وجل حدثت لنا كل هذه الابتلاءات. لذلك كم من مرة حتى وأنت تنتهك قانون المرور قد لا تحدث حادثة، ولكن هذه على استثناء. كم من مرة نحن ننتهك قانون الله عز وجل ونخلف وعده ولكنه مع ذلك لا يعاقبنا. انظر ماذا قال في كتابه الكريم. قال سبحانه وتعالى في آيتين منفصلتين، واحدة في سورة النحل والأخرى في سورة فاطر، قال سبحانه وتعالى: ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بظلمهم ما ترك عليها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى، فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. وقال في سورة فاطر: ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى هذا القانون استثناءات، قد تنتهك قانون الله ويتركك الله سبحانه وتعالى، لا يعاقبك، ولكن قد تنتهك القانون ويعاقبك الله سبحانه وتعالى، كما عاقب الأمم السابقة، وذكر ذلك في كتابه الكريم، فقال سبحانه وتعالى: فإن كذبوك فقد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وقوم لوط وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير. انظر إلى هذه الآيات، هذا قانون الله يطبق على من ينتهك هذا القانون ويخلف وعد الله فيعاقبه الله سبحانه وتعالى، لكن قد يمر الأمر وننتهك القانون ولا يعاقبنا الله. فالسؤال لا يمكن أن يكون لماذا يعاقبنا الله أو لماذا يسمح الله عز وجل بنزول هذا الابتلاء بنا، السؤال هو يكون هكذا: كم من مرة ننتهك فيها قانون الله عز وجل وهو لا يعاقبنا على هذا الانتهاك لتلك القوانين؟ كم من مرة ونسأل أنفسنا هذا السؤال ونحن متأكدون أن كثيرا منا ننتهك هذه القوانين التي وضعها الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذه الحياة. Then brothers and sisters, the second point to understand in this subject is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since the time He has created the heavens and the earth, He has put norms and laws for these, for this universe, just to go and to run with it. And if the people violate the laws and the norms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the disasters will happen. And this is how, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up the laws and how He explains this to us in the Holy Quran. He said in a surah which He named after one of His attributes, Ar-Rahman, surah number 55 from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, allama al-Qur'an, He taught the Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, created the man, allamahu al-bayan, taught him how to speak, allamahu al-bayan, al-shamsu wal-qamar fi husban, the sun and the moon are set up with laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with exactly account from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-shamsu wal-qamar fi husban, that the herbs and the trees are glorifying Allah. They are mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ They prostrate even to Allah. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا And the firmament, the sky, the heaven, He has raised high, He lifted up. And then He set up the balance for you, the mizan. And the balance is the justice. And that means that this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this law is violated, then all the problems will happen to the people. Then he says, أَشَّاءُ السَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ Then he gives the instruction when he says that, أَلَّا تَضْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ Don't violate the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't violate the law. أَلَّا تَضْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ Establish weight with justice. وَلَا تُسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ And don't decrease the balance. The mizan, don't decrease the scale of justice which Allah has set up for you. أَلَّا تَضْعُوا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ And the earth He has spread for all the humans just to enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He has put in this earth. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ Then this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, that He has set up for the people. But look, how many times we violate the law of Allah and we pass without punishment. It's exactly like the law for the traffic. If you violate the traffic laws, then it's most probably the person is going to make an accident. But sometimes a person might violate this law and does not get into an accident. That does not mean that this person, it's okay to violate the law. This is just an exception. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran. He said that how many times you humans violate the law of Allah and you pass without punishment. He mentioned this in Surah Al-Nahl. And he mentioned this in Surah Fath. And he says in these two surahs, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to hold the people accountable according to what they deserve, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you and punish you according to what we deserve because of what we did in this life, then Allah will not leave a single life, a human being, on the face of the earth. Not even a human being, He will not leave a single creature on the face of the earth. If Allah is going to hold us explained to us that sometimes we violate the law and we deserve the punishment, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the past like this without giving us punishment. We reach safely to our destination without getting into an accident, though we violated the law, but this is not the rule. This is an exception. And this exception, it might happen at any time that we will get the punishment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the nation before us when they violated the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah told His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they deny you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they reject you, if they did not obey you, don't be sad, because peoples and nations before you, they also rejected their prophets and messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran, that the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Ibrahim, the people of Lot, all these, the people of Noah, all these people, they rejected their prophets and messengers. What happened to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this case, He applied the law for them. Why? Because this violation might extend to all the people and corrupt the whole society. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with the severest punishment. And you will find this also mentioned in the Holy Quran. So this is the second point that we need to understand regarding this subject, that there are norms and laws which Allah has set for the universe. If we violate them, then we deserve the punishment. If we pass without punishment, that does not mean that this is the rule. That means that this is an exception, and we are expecting the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time. Also, a third point to need to be understood in this subject. نقطة أيضا لا بد وأن نفهمها في هذا الموضوع. هذا الإله الذي نبتلى به. الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما يبتلي الخلق على مستوى إيمانهم. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف: إن أكثر الناس ابتلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل فالأمثل. Also we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that this dunya of ابتلاء or inflicting us with crisis or a problem or anything bad that we feel bad about it that we have in our life, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inflicts His closest servants, the people who are really close to Him, in order to purify them, clear them from all kinds of extra material and to get them pure. Like the gold, when they wanted to manufacture it, to redesign the gold, what they do? It in the fire and they remove all kinds of bad material from it and they make it pure gold. Then this is the state of the believer, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts a person who is really close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't say all the time, why Allah is doing this to me? Why especially me? Why? We didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this question, but we ask ourselves, when something bad happened to us, what did we do? What did we commit of the sins? What have we done of the mistakes? Have we wronged ourselves? Have we done something wrong in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By this way, we will understand the sunnah or the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His inflictions and all the problems that we have in our life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, we are not better than the prophets and messengers. He said that the people who are most inflicted people are the prophets and messengers. And you look at the history of the prophets and messengers, you will see how many of them were inflicted with the problems and crises in their lives, and disasters even in their life, and disease even in their life. How many of them, that they were patient? The Prophet ﷺ said, the most inflicted people with the crises and the problems were inflictions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the prophets and messengers. Then those who are next to them in faith. Next. The less, then the least in faith. The more, then the more in faith. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. However, brothers and sisters, we will still have some points to clarify regarding this subject. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand His law and His norms that He has put for the universe, and to understand His way of inflicting the people and His way of removing and solving these problems. And we need to understand that عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It might be that you like something and it is bad for you. And it might be that you dislike something and it is good for you. It is Allah who know and you know not. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة إجابة فادعوا الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه Brothers and sisters, there is a sister, she is really sick and she is in the critical care and she is going through critical surgery within this coming few days. And her daughter called me and is requesting, she is requesting everybody to make dua for her. She is sister Ummu Abdul Wali and she is in the critical care. Make dua for her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recover her soon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the infliction that he has put on her. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it in her scale of good deeds, inshaAllah ta'ala. InshaAllah, next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, we have a tournament, basketball tournament for the youth. And that will be at 10:30 in Buchanan High School. And all the youth who are interested in participating in this tournament, they are requested to register their names either with me or with Brother Shiraz. And you will find, inshallah, the flyer outside with all the details about this event, inshallah. This is not tomorrow. Tomorrow we will not have the youth program, but it will be after, I mean, next Saturday, and it will be May 27th at Buchanan High School. That will be 10:30, inshallah ta'ala. And also, I just want to remind you with the summer school, that we will have a summer school that we have, it will be held at Valley Crescent, the school building. And the flyer is outside with all the details regarding this summer school. We'll have a special class for the older girls, and we will have also a special class also for those who are under 5 years of age. So the flyer is outside and it has all the details, inshallah. So check it, and the contact information is on the flyer. I want also to remind you that, inshallah, in July, this coming July, in July 2007, and 12th and 13th of July, which is Thursday and Friday, we'll have a program about Islam, lectures about Islam, and this is a very special program. It is really, inshallah, will be a very good program, and we invite Sheikh Yusuf Estes to come. He will be the lecturer. He will be giving the lectures for 2 days, inshallah, for Thursday and Friday. 12th of July and 13th of July. And we will have special lectures for the youth also on these 2 days. We've set up the schedule and everything. Once the flyer is ready, we will, inshallah, distribute it soon, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, don't forget about the food cards and the postage stamps. By the way, they changed the postage stamps to be 41 cents. And we have the we used to have the 39. We have also the 2 cents. We can take both, inshallah ta'ala. And once we bring the one which is 41 cents, will be available, inshallah, and we will announce it. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا اليوم العظيم الكريم أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم ارحمنا وتقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشرح صدورنا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا. تقبل منا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وتب علينا يا رب إنك أنت السميع العليم. اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واسألوه يعطيكم مشكوره ويزيدكم، وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.